Greetings and welcome, everyone. It's All You Can Geek Movie Cast, episode 690. I'm one of your hosts, Jim Gast, joined by Mike Sneedy.
What's up?
Corey Funsop.
Yo, yo.
And Tony Korkanakis.
Hey, hey, hey.
Welcome, guys. Welcome, listeners and viewers. We are live on Twitch Tuesday nights starting at 8 o'clock. Please join us for these broadcasts. We like to have conversations. We'll try to answer some questions as we go. We have topics, obviously, that we get into, but we'd like to have conversations with you guys, mention you guys on the air if you may leave us a comment. All the stuff you don't get these live broadcasts, though, is over on YouTube. That's probably the best place to find all the old content because that's the only place it really is. So go on over there, subscribe, hit that like button if you're watching that on here. We appreciate it, guys. It helps. Thanks a lot. 690, guys. So this episode, we're going to have some fun. We're going to talk worst TV and movie endings that we can think of. What are the worst you guys think of? We're going to do the same thing on the games. If you guys get a little preview of the Game Pass coming up. So stay tuned for all of that. And, we have a little bit of news to go into a little bit. And what we've been watching, I have nothing to add yet because I did not play. I did not watch Shogun today. I've been playing, Infinite Wealth like crazy because I said last week I was going to finish that game. And I did finish that game this afternoon. So stay tuned for the Game Cast. I put a lot of hours in last week for the game. So stay tuned for that. But I didn't get to watch too much, really. So nothing of note. That's it for me. Tony, anything for you?
Yeah, I started up the One Piece live action.
Oh,
on
cool.
Netflix.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm two episodes in. It's actually pretty good. I think they do a really good job. Again, with the main cast, the trio. I think they're all really cast well. They all have a lot of personality to them. And I think probably their delivery is way better than something just comparing it to like Avatar, because that was recent. But they're older, so I kind of expect that compared to like Aang, say, for example. But special effects are good. Story is good. Seems to be a good, solid adaptation of what I know of the beginning of the story and stuff like that. So pretty happy and excited. It's already renewed for season two, so it's not like I'm like, oh, I'm not going to get any payoff.
Who knows? Yeah, who knows? Netflix, it looks like they're getting less, they get more lenient, at least on animes, anime to live action. Cause we have the Avatar for two seasons renewed. This is renewed. So maybe, their numbers I think to hit are pretty high usually for renewals and things, but I feel like maybe they've maybe reduced them, or at least these shows did that well, but who knows? It's good to hear they're getting a second season. So that's cool. Yeah. Anything else?
That's it.
All right, Mike?
No.
Corey?
No, I've been also trying to get game time in, so just a couple anime here and there as usual, but nothing too new or exciting
to talk about. All right, box office. Let's see. Kung Fu Panda took number one, which was great for that. $30 million. Dune Part 2 is still doing excellent. Had a 38% drop at $28.5 million. So that's on pace for a very good, strong box office. A strong box office. Obviously, we're talking worldwide, what, 750 million maybe it might make, 700. Considering the budget, I guess that's good. Their budget was high, but every movie budget is high these days. So it is deemed a success. We are getting Dune Messiah. It's all but been confirmed by the studio, but most everybody working on it has mentioned it. So, look forward to that. That's really cool. But that's about it. Nothing really on the movie side, coming out, right? What's next week? Anything big? What's next week? No. Quiet times. That's okay, though. That's okay. Quiet times before May, hopefully. All right. Let's get into some news, though, before we get into our topic of the night. So let's talk about a couple things that happened this week. I think the most bizarre news I've heard this week is Randall Park and Elijah Wood are playing Red and Green in an Among Us series. They're making a series from Among Us. It's so popular. You want to make an adaptation of it, but I just never saw it happening. But here it is. So
yeah. Also, Ashley Johnson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. So it's one of those I never saw happening, but it's happening apparently. their casting, and Elijah Wood's massively excited for it, clearly.
Yeah, he even tweeted from his own personal account, which, you know, good for him.
Yeah.
No, I'm curious to see where they head with this, because it's definitely a very popular, you know, video game, and it did really well during the COVID times, and here we are with talking about expanding your IP and getting more types of media and stuff, and there's you know, an avenue here where this could be pretty cool.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely. So, cool. Other news we've got, I guess, and I'm in this category. A new study came out showing that 2/3 of U.S. adults prefer watching movies on streaming rather than in the theaters. New poll, obviously. I can see that being very accurate. I mean, just conversations I've had with friends. Nobody likes going to the theaters much anymore. I mean, there's the events. You want to go to those events, right? Corey and I, we've talked. I think we talked about it on this podcast, right? Like there is the must see movies, and then there's just like, okay, I'll wait for that to come out, stream it, right?
Hmm. I mean, it's cost to like what you expect the movie's going to provide, right? So like, I would much rather go to see a movie in the theater if I think that movie is worth my money and worth the time and the spectacle of the theater experience. Like, I don't know. What's
Dune?
Well, yeah, but like Dodgeball, right? Dodgeball is coming out with a sequel. Yeah. I don't necessarily care. I need to see that in the theater. Right. But
yeah.
Bigger, like a Marvel movie, I would like to see in the theater. I mean, I would prefer to see a Marvel movie in the theater.
I will tell you, Corey, you can see Madam Web at Home now on Amazon.
Yeah.
It's now.
There you go. Okay. Really, not a Sony Marvel movie.
I think it's just more selective. It, like you said, it's just I'm more selective in my older ages now, just because it's like it's kind of a time sink to go to the theaters. The control of not being able to pause it when you have to get up and use the restroom. The price of concessions. There's the audience sometimes can be a problem, and this has always been that issue, the audience and using the movie. If you have an audience problems, sometimes you don't, obviously, but it can be, it's a wild card. Everybody in their house, almost everybody has a large big screen TV. Most families have a large TV. Like my brother-in-law has like an 85 inch in his freaking living room right now. So it's
I'm in the minority here. Cause I would prefer to see a movie in the theater. I like the audience experience.
Two-thirds, Corey.
So like you can still see the Godzilla Minus One in the theater with the audience there. That is awesome.
I mean, there's events. Go ahead.
I'm with you on the part of like, if it's a movie I'm really excited to see, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I definitely want that movie experience, right? Because seeing it on the big screen with, Dolby or whatever it is, surround sound, you know, in your shaking your seat kind of thing, that's awesome, right? I'm not going to get that same experience in my, you know, home.
No,
like
no. You'll never have that either. Yeah.
I would say the problem these days is the number of movies that warrants that is not high these days, right? So what was like the last? Yeah, Godzilla Minus One was the last movie I saw in theaters. And I'm trying to think of the one before that. Probably the Marvels?
Spider-Man, and you didn't see in the theater? It's across the Spider-Verse?
Beyond
the Spider-Verse?
No, I did. Was it after Marvels?
Oh, no, that was before.
No, it was before.
Yeah, and Spider-Verse, Guardians, and D&D.
That's what I saw. And you know what's fun about D&D is I do kind of wish I saw that one in the theaters. You don't know, obviously,
how it's going to be. Yeah, right, exactly. That's kind of like to my point, right? Like, if you don't know, like, if you're on the fence, like, this could be good, but this could also be bad.
Yeah.
It's like the wait is just so short these days. Because, like, back in the day, right? When I'm thinking when we were, you know, young adults, circa 2001-ish, you know, we're all old. That era, like you had to wait a long time. You had to wait, you know, at least 6 months, usually I think closer to 9 for home releases. And then you weren't really
Also, I was going to say, and then you had to make sure you got it, like the rental before everyone else got them. Because you had to like, they would they'd get them all out too. So there was that fear of not being able to actually rent the movie because it was a VHS or whatever. So there's definitely that going on. There was no streaming or anything. So you couldn't just like, on demand, here we go. Just rent this movie for $5 or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, all right.
For me, I'm the opposite, obviously. It's the theater experience. It isn't even just inherently like better. It's just, it's what will like sort of make me want to watch a movie, you know, like just making it more of an event, going out, getting their food there, getting dinner with it, meeting up with people, seeing it, going out, just doing something like that's it's like, yeah, I'd give a movie that maybe I'm on the fence with more of a chance. Like that's how I did that all the time in high school. I just went to movies I wasn't particularly interested in seeing just for the event of going out to see a movie. I'm home. I have other things, better things to do. So it's just the opposite for me.
I mean, I would argue you're talking more about a social experience. Plus, at that age, like, what are you supposed to be doing in high school?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Times change. And, like, right. Now you have so many other options. And, like,
so many options at home, too. And I'm not very interested in just spending, you know, 2.5 hours.
All I'm saying is, like, basically, you know, where you are in your life and then what technology has been offering us is changing things. But like I said, I would like to go to the theater. Like, I like the theater experience.
I mean, I haven't much lately. I can't, but
yeah. Right.
That's how where I prefer to watch stuff. Movies. But.
Yeah. They're just so expensive now, though. That's the problem.
It is, yeah. So, all right. Let's see. Bill Hader. Bill Hader's been cast in The Cat in the Hat, an animated movie coming to us. Excited, actually.
Yeah, he did a Cat in the Hat skit on SNL, too.
Yeah, he did, actually. You're right. But listen, they did a great job the last I hope it's the same animation studio that did The Grinch, because The Grinch was actually really well done. I thought that was a very good animated film that they did recently. And I forget who did that voice, actually. It's a major actor. Is it Benedict Cumberbatch? What? Yeah, I think it was. Anyways, so I just like, but Bill Hader, for some reason, I have that after seeing him in Barry and stuff like that. I think it works. I don't know why. It's like kind of that humor. It's good. I think he's going to be very good at that role. I just like, obviously, like Corey said, we've seen a skit with it already, but I think it, as long as he plays it pretty similar, obviously it's going to be a kid's movie. So you have to not be that great, but you know what I mean? So
it is Benedict Cumberbatch.
It was okay. As long as there's a good mix of, jokes that adults can get, you know, mixed with the kids stuff, it's always a good time for everybody. So hopefully it works out great. Let's see.
Are you excited for this? Or
yeah, I am.
Why are we talking about this?
because I'm excited for it because I just said like I really enjoyed The Grinch. That's what we were just talking about, and I'm like, and I like Bill Hader. I'm like, so I'm like actually pretty excited about this.
Okay,
I just was watching. Oh, that's what I did watch. I watched the Dr. Seuss Baking Championships on Amazon. I was watching that. I've been home. You know, yeah, it's just something to put on. It's cool. They do like cakes out of characters. It's cool. I like it.
It's cool.
I like it. It's interesting. Okay.
No, that's fine. You can like something. Calling it cool. I don't know if I could agree with that, bud.
I think it's pretty awesome what they can do. So I think it's cool. No, that's fine. I think it's cool.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Can't take me from that.
Yeah, I can't. You can't. So, all right. Let's see. Let's talk about X-Men 97 creator David Bo DeMeo. Last week we talked about how you got terminated pretty much the day of our podcast, I think last week, with no explanation. We obviously didn't think it was good news, considering nothing based on the show whatsoever. I think we were talking about that, but it didn't look good for him. We have a little bit of news that, you know, people talking about it, but it was apparently an absolute nightmare to deal with on a daily basis from people talking about it. And apparently Disney found a problem with his OnlyFans. I didn't even know he had an OnlyFans. So they had a problem with that.
It's all weird. We're still missing information, I'm sure, but because you know, some people are like, "Oh, he was great," and then other people are like, "Oh, he was a nightmare." And then it's like, it's OnlyFans is like non explicit, and they knew about it going in. And then the other thing is like, but it was also creepy. So I don't know what's going on, but it's kind of weird that this dude has like gym selfie OnlyFans. But you know, whatever. I don't really think that matters that much as far as him doing this job, but. Something was creepy about it. I don't know.
I don't know. All very He's weird. Also.
I think we're missing a bit of information still.
Yeah. Apparently, he was not great to work with. So.
I'm not gonna believe any of this person. Stuff, right? Because like,
yeah,
I posted back to back two conflicting stories where one was like,
yeah,
you know, I wouldn't say it was a Marvel exec or person that said, I don't know if I would call it firing. This is a parting of ways, right? Because like, I could see that being, you know, kind of. In line, right? It's like you work on a show, you know, you finished it, right? Season one is done.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows if it's going to be renewed for a season two or anything like that. I mean, do you need to be there? If like, it's like, okay, I did what I need, what my job was to do, and then, you know, I moved on. So I do think it's weird how he deleted all his social media presence. To me, that indicates something different happened or something ancillary to the job. But I mean, whatever. I'm not really gonna speculate. I don't really care for this dude one way or another. Like, you know, he's just a name to me. Like, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if he was wrong, then great. Like, okay, yeah. If it's like, oh, they fired me because I had OnlyFans, I'd be like, yeah, fuck you, Disney. Like, whatever. That's kind of weird. But you know, if you did something problematic on set, be like, yeah, fuck you, dude. You know, don't let the door hit you on the way out. Whatever. I don't care.
Yep.
I'm not gonna lose sleep either way.
Yeah. So, all right.
Did you catch the Jim? Did you catch the latest trailer they showed for that?
No, I didn't yet.
They're releasing a lot of stuff.
It's tomorrow.
I know. So the latest trailer shows a little stuff with Magneto that I think you would appreciate. So
yeah, I'm looking forward to what I've.
Well, you're gonna watch it, I'm sure.
So. Yeah, of course. I was almost trying to watch the other episodes, the older ones, but I'm like, it's too late now. I can't start the show and then make it. So. All right. Last bit of the news we've got, and then we can move on to our topic, is Aaron Taylor-Johnson. This picked up by everybody, has been reportedly offered the role of James Bond.
Yeah, cool.
Going even younger.
Yep.
They've also sort of, you know, they have not confirmed this yet either.
No, but it's just every site picked this up. Like, it's been everywhere. Yeah. It's too much. Yeah.
He feels young to me, but he's also 33. That's not young, I guess, but. He feels young, but it's all right, I guess. Yeah. I wouldn't be terribly upset.
Bullet Train is that kind of suave guy, in a way.
Suave.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I don't know. I think it'd be good in that role. I don't know. We need another kind of James Bond, and I feel like he can bring us back to like a little slower style. We'll say
slower style. I mean, it's going to be more action-packed style.
I don't think so.
Less born. Choppy,
be more,
choreography.
Less born, more Connery, you know, style.
It's going to be more Mission Impossible.
Yeah, we'll see. So, all right, let's move into our topic that we talked about. So this is like, we were thinking like, how much fun would it be to talk about shows and movies that just had such a bad ending. And, you know, when I was doing this myself, I was talking to Mike before we started this stream. What's up?
No, yeah, like, ugh.
Yeah. Bad. Yeah,
it's that bad mindset.
It was tough to come up. I knew there's tons, but it was tough for me to start putting them to paper. Like until I started. Once I started, I'm like, oh, this. You know, I was like, I just rattled them off. You know, so I was, you know, it was an interesting list. You guys want to just go movies first here? And sure. These are no. You guys didn't do any order, right? I didn't do any specific order. I just said bad movies. Okay, so my just to kick it off, I'm going with The Village.
I mean, Village is on my list too. Yeah. We saw that in the theater and we both called. It's like, is this Blazing Saddles?
five minutes in, I was like, I leaned over and I'm like, this is going to be present day. Oh, by the way, there'll be spoilers here if you guys were. We have to talk about spoilers.
I mean, if you're talking about endings, I think that's implied, but yes, spoiler alert ahead for any movie that gets talked about.
I mean, listen, if I spoiled The Village, I saved you, but go on.
Yeah. I guess it's honorary on my list because. Literally, I think it was Ian and Zach when that movie came out, was calling all our friend group and said, do not go see this in theaters. Do not go see this movie. You will waste your time and your money.
Good for them.
Yeah. And I was just like, okay, man, like, sure, like if you're that passionate that you're trying to warn me to not waste my time and money, then I will listen to you. Okay. And I will.
We did that. Yeah. We did that campaign for Sucker Punch. Like the thing about Sucker Punch did not make my list because it's just a terrible movie. Like forget the ending, but the whole movie's bad. So I'm not going to put that on my list. But we did that campaign for Sucker Punch. So, but yeah, that's one of mine. And Corey gave one. Tony, give me one of yours.
We're on shows.
Let's do movies.
Well, the problem is like real quick though. I just want to say one of the reasons is so bad. It's not even that it's present day. Like, okay, sure, you want to have a twist. Like that's his whole thing. M. Night Shyamalan's thing. It's like, oh, there's a twist to these different movies because that's my thing with Sixth Sense. Obviously, there's a twist there. But now that's your thing. So now everybody's expecting it. And then the twist is these people are just basically holding hostage this community of people that are unaware that they live in present time. And there's moments where these people need healthcare and they can't get it because they think they don't have the technology for it. Like what? This is that's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
So that's one of the reasons it's such a bad ending. Like you could have done something more. interesting with it. Like, oh yeah, it's present day, but why are we like make it interesting instead of just like, yeah, we just want to scare people and thinking like technology's bad, so let's keep them in the before times. It's like, what the fuck?
Definitely. So, all right, Tony, what was one of yours?
Let's see. I'll start off mild. So I'm going to name Amazing Spider-Man 2. Mm. Now, I wouldn't say it's like egregious in terms of like bad endings. Like, I don't think most people would say it was bad ending. Like, I don't think that's like very like, oh, you know, like, yeah, everybody just agrees it's a bad ending. But for me personally, I thought it was a bad ending because it does two things, which are just stupid, right? One is where obviously they like threaten or tease like a big fight between Spider-Man and Rhino, right? Where you're like, why are you stopping? If you show me that, I want to see that now, right? Like, it's kind of weird, right?
It just cuts to black,
right? Yeah. But the other thing is more of like the, I guess, like how it related to Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man, because as you remember, I wasn't really a fan of him as Peter Parker, right? I thought he did a good job with the quips in Spider-Man, right? So again, we're spoiling this. So sorry if you have not seen Amazing Spider-Man 2, right? But
you did get a chance to see in the theater soon too, by the way.
But yeah, it's just so awful the way like it ended with, you know, Gwen and even harking back to like kind of why I wanted to throw the first one here in a mix too, where it's just like the hero doesn't learn his lesson, right? Where it's like in the end of the first movie, Captain Stacy, as he's dying, is like, just leave my daughter alone, right? And he's like, okay, I promise. But then he goes, but promises were meant to be broken. And it's like, no shit, right? Like, no fucking shit. Like, you're gonna do this. And he winds up, you know, with the whole, like, what was it, the clock tower? Where he's, like, shooting down the web to, like, catch her. But, like, the web, you know, does the awful thing where it, like, looks like it's a hand reaching out for him. Just, like, just took me out. And I was like, I already knew what was going to happen. But I was like, this is fucking dumb and bad.
I think it was stupid that they forced, like, the comic book parts of this sequence here.
Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, everyone expected that to happen. I don't know. To me, I wouldn't list it because for the ending to be bad, at least, like, movie or previous movies in the same franchise had to be good, in my opinion. And, yeah, I mean, it's like a drop-off. That's kind of how I feel about it. So I didn't think that Amazing anything was good. So
okay, whatever. Well, Mike, give me one. What do you got?
Well, I'm going for the bottom of the barrel one. I did the worst one. My least interesting choice was what some people might consider the definitive answer to this, and that would be Citizen Kane.
Well, you went low hanging fruit is what you did. Yeah.
Yes, I did. Citizen Kane. Many people consider it the greatest movie of all time, but its premise is sort of like, oh, why did he say Rosebud when he died? This guy, this Kane, Citizen Kane, if you will. And then you have this whole movie about his whole life where he basically becomes a power-hungry, like newspaper tycoon, and you find out Rosebud is just like fucking... sled that he remembers when he was a kid.
Yep.
That's it. Yep. That's the movie. You don't need to watch it now.
All right.
You're welcome.
All right. I'll give us another one here. I'm gonna go with another M. Night Shyamalan movie. Easy ones.
Let me call it Signs or
No. Newer. I went with Glass.
Glass?
Yep. Wow. I did not like the ending of that movie. Like, I just was, I was so excited for that movie to come out finally because of the surprise of the, you know, oh my God, why am I blanking on the second one? You know, you have Unbreakable, you have the zoo one with what's his name? What's the other one? What's the one in between?
Oh yeah.
Heck. That's the one that was awesome. Mm-hmm. My God, I'm drawing a blank on it. Oh my God. Now it's going to bother me. Right. So anyways, this was like the finale and I was like so excited for this movie and I went to the theaters and watched it and I just felt like where they went with the story was just I hated the entire direction.
Oh, I got everything.
And so like I liked the beginning, it was so much fun, and about halfway through that movie it just I knew where they were heading for this and I'm just like
I don't even think I saw that one because you said it was bad.
All right, Corey.
I'm going to have to go with Jurassic Park, Lost World, was it?
Two? I thought you were going to stop at Jurassic Park at first. I was like, wait a minute, sir.
The second one. Whatever the second one is.
The one with...
Where they release all the...
Gymnasts.
Lost World.
It's the one Lost where they World. Bring a T-Rex to San Diego. Yes. And it gets loose. Like, yep. What? This is not in the book whatsoever. It's like, what world. Is yep. this happening?
Corey, you and I were like looking at each other in the theater, like, what the fuck is going on?
What is going on? Yeah, we're just going to release a T-Rex in the middle of a city here and then let it do its thing. It's, again, has nothing to do with, there's not any sequence like this in the book whatsoever. It's just for the movie. And yeah, it's
I don't really remember much of this.
Because it just turned into this terrible like kaiju movie that it wasn't meant to be. Like, it was like a city attack kaiju movie at that point. Okay. I was just like, where did this happen? You're on a tropical island, and then it just ended up in the city, and it didn't flow properly with the story whatsoever.
How did we get here?
Yeah,
but like also like, let's be honest. Maybe I'm looking at this from a 2024 lens, but if a T-Rex got loose in any major U.S. city, that thing wouldn't last very long. It would get shot to shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, my citizens. I'm not even saying, like, police or anything. Like, just averaging to be like, all right, well, I'm just going to fucking shoot this thing. I'm sorry. I'm just telling how it is.
Yeah. No, you're not wrong.
All right, Tony, give another one here.
All right. Well, Corey spoiled it.
Uh-oh.
But I have to say Signs, right?
Yeah.
Because Signs,
Split was the other one, by the way.
Split. Oh, Split. Thank you. Oh, God. Thank you. Okay. Sorry. Go on.
I actually felt Signs was a good movie. But as soon as you saw the actual alien, the movie started falling apart. You started seeing the cracks, and they started widening very quickly. But then the whole, like, I don't even remember the character or the actor's name. Yeah, where it's like, you're like a baseball player, and you have to have your, like, brother tell you to swing away. Like, it's not inherently like, oh, I should grab this weapon. They're just hanging on the wall to defend, you know, my home from this fucking alien. So that whole thing was just awkward and weird and stupid. But then also, like, the reveal, like, oh, yeah, like, we repelled the alien invaders because winds up they're weak to water.
And so they, like, they chose a planet that was mostly water. Like
70-something% by these water. Aliens. Mm-hmm. It's like, damn, like, you... Like, what are you fucking doing? Travel. Like, this... It's not like Pokemon where you can just level up and like ignore your weaknesses if you're just like that out level. But like, come on. Like, it's just, it's so fucking stupid. It made me be like, this movie sucked. Like, completely changed my entire thing. Mm-hmm. And I never want to see that movie ever again.
No.
Even though it had one of the best sequences with that cornfield chase. Like, I remember that distinctly. Yeah. That was amazing.
The fact that the advertisements was really well done too. Like, the corn maze thing with because that was like really popular at the time. Like, that was look at these, like, are these aliens making these like corn like field designs and stuff like that? And then the movie comes out and it's like, oh, this isn't cool, like, idea. And then, yeah, like you said, like halfway through the movie, even three quarters of the way through the movie, like, this is kind of cool. Like, how does it all come together? And then it just does, like, just felt like we're going to throw these little clues in. It's like, oh, yeah, we got to do this and do that. So that way we can all tie it together in this cool, like, reveal, which was not cool at all. Very War of the Worlds. And that is just, by the way.
That almost made my list.
Yeah.
Yeah, War of the Worlds should have been up there. All right, Mike, give me one.
This might be recency bias, and I've actually talked about this on the podcast a bit, and this might upset some people, but I'm going to say Across the Spider-Verse. Mm. It's non-ending just, like, pissed me off so much that it's so abrupt, nothing is resolved, and, like, four more years, I guess, until we continue this, you know, the rest of Act 2, it doesn't even feel like Act 2 is over at that point, so... It just, it's mostly a good movie, I would say, but yeah, the ending is just like not an ending, so that's why it's here.
Yeah, how many more do you guys have movies? A couple more?
A couple were mentioned already, but I have one.
Yeah, I have a couple more, but I'm like, I'm gonna get to TV as well. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go a little more controversial here for Mike. I'll leave The Flash off of this conversation, but I will say Man of Steel.
It's on mine.
Okay.
Boom. Okay. Talk about it, guys.
At the end of that.
Superman killing Zod. I mean, that's just.
That's it. No, that's exactly.
That's all they needed.
That's it. I'm done. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm...
Like you're introducing a new character to kick off a new universe that you're trying to, you know, so desperately chase Marvel, and you just end. You're like quintessential Boy Scout, right? Like,
yeah.
Just murdering. It's like, what the, like, you couldn't think of any other situation to get out of this. Like, what are you talking about?
Like, just put his hands in front of his eyes, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like, to this day, I will try to defend how much I liked that movie, and it was a good movie, and I liked Henry Cavill. I've talked about this in the podcast. Mm. But even, like, in the back of my head, as I discuss this good movie, that's always there, and I'm just like, there's no defense for that ending.
There's no defense.
Mm-hmm. There's no defense. So that's just like,
I didn't like it, but it didn't like completely kill it for me. Because I mean, like, Superman, you know, not to pull this argument, because people do with Batman too and the Keaton ones, but Superman's like throwing people down cliffs in the Fortress of Solitude and, like, you know, the Christopher Reeve movies.
Well, it's
like,
different seeing, like, him snap somebody's neck.
I wouldn't say those movies are good though either. Like, I don't I don't hold reverence for the fucking
World. The first War one was a good one.
Listen, I like the other ones, but you don't physically see him snap somebody's neck. That's a completely different Superman right there. Yeah. Anyways, that's it. Corey.
I'm going to go with I Am Legend with
Will Smith. Oh, yeah. That was on my list, too. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Oh, I mean,
what a bad ending. Yeah. It
changes the ending of the book, obviously.
It does?
Completely.
And then it was so
bad. Yeah, like, it was so bad and like non, like, receptive to the public that they actually went back and, like, changed it. Yeah. And now the sequel is retconning the ending to be the deleted ending that they needed to actually do. So, yeah, I mean, basically, he's like, oh, instead, because, like, it was, I think, in the book, like, he's the monster, right? He's the one that's trying to, like, just hurt, like, the vampires are just doing their thing, right?
Yep.
And then in this one, he's like, oh, we gotta cure the vampires here and, like, try to save them in this ending instead of trying to just destroy them. I don't know. It was just, they actually having to go back and, like, retcon your own ending is like,
yeah, that's just
you're screwed up.
Yep. All right, Tony.
Last one for me. What about Rise of Skywalker?
Star Wars. Good.
I mean,
thank you. Somebody mentioned it.
That was
okay.
On, like, my list as well. So I'll skip it as well. Go ahead.
Like, I was already so done with the new trilogy by even before this scene, but the whole, like, last shot, like, was so just
bad. A crap sequence. Yeah,
like a fresh turd on a shit sandwich. Where it's like, what's your name? Rey Skywalker. It's like.
Yeah, I feel like that's
who wrote this, and who thought they were clever for that.
I also feel like that completely contradicts the movie, but, you know, whatever. Not that that was a coherent movie, anyways. But go on.
I'm sorry, the part where we're just out the kiss between.
Oh yeah, the kiss. Yeah, I forgot that. Like, that's
fan fiction.
Like, I was sitting next to two girls, the whole thing, and they physically were like, "Ugh!" Like, I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you redeem this guy? You don't redeem this guy. Like,
yeah.
There's no coming back.
It's not even that. It's just they were like horse siblings. It was weird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like, how do you find attraction with this, though? It's just so weird.
I don't know. Mike, do you have another one?
Oh, I'm going to bundle too. We have really, this might not even be the ending per se, but these were the ending of trilogies, and the whole movies were so bad that it, like, just fucked everything up. And I'm going to go with Spider-Man 3. I don't even remember how that movie ends, to be honest. End to end.
I may have forgotten it.
So his best friend dying in his arms. Actually, not in his arms. It's in Mary Jane's arms. But
Yeah, I know. I forgot, like, that happened.
Sandman.
When he said it, because it was so bad. And, like, yeah, I know Sandman and Venom looking... Eric Foreman Venom.
And he jumps into whatever portal that the symbiote goes into.
Mm. Yeah, and then the other one would be Matrix Revolutions.
Yeah.
Or the new ones?
No,
that's Revolution.
Revolutions, yeah.
2003,
oh, wow.
I think.
Yeah.
Because that was the end of the trilogy, and, you know, the whole the movie barely took place in the Matrix. And you learn this whole fight goes on, and you realize, oh, he just could have skipped the whole thing, and that would have been it. He should have just lost on purpose. And then, you know, Trinity dies after he, like, spends, like, three movies trying to keep her alive, and he becomes Jesus, predictably. And it was just, not what I wanted from that universe.
Yeah, I'm glad it made on got on the podcast. That deserves to be here.
Yeah, it was bad too. Yeah.
All right, guys. We're going with some bad TV shows now. Worst endings of TV shows. There's some bad TV shows. You know what's funny is like Game of Thrones. You can put on this list, but I'm not going to say that one. You know why? Because the show, like the entire last season was horrible. The last two seasons was bad. And there's so much worse out there. I'm going to kick it off with Lost.
Let's I knew this big. Would be there.
Let's go big. Mm-hmm. You got to go big. What an amazing show that you would... Water cooler. Talk about it nonstop. You would... what's going to happen? How are they going to close all these threads? They just don't. You know, that's it. It's, you know, they were dead the whole time. Maybe. Maybe.
It's all just a dream.
Maybe a dream. I don't know. Maybe.
Who knows?
Maybe. I don't know.
Nothing you watched mattered.
Yeah. Ultimately, the ending made no sense. It was just a horrible ending. Like, it's just such a bad taste. It's not even the worst ending that I've gotten. And I've got more on my list here that are worse. But this is an easy one to kick off, I feel like.
It seems like there might be a little problem with J.J. Abrams. J.J. Abrams endings, it sounds like.
Yeah.
That's true. We saw themes with Zack Snyder and M. Night Shyamalan in the movies, so.
Yeah. Corey, give me one here.
Oh, I mean, Lost was also on my list, but I'm going to give a different one here. And I'm not going to do one because I think Tony's going to say it. So.
You're going to say one of mine. I know that, Corey.
So I'm going to go with Quantum Leap as one of the worst.
Okay. Ooh, that's one of the worst. Yeah.
That was one of mine as well.
Ending, though. What a funny ending.
No, it's just like the whole show premise is cool. Like the whole premise of the show is neat, and every episode week to week is fun because and you're rooting for this guy, and then you're like,
Bakula, man.
So he could have just gone home anytime he wanted, but then he just doesn't. Okay, sure.
Yeah.
And no. What gets me about this, and this was on my list as well, and I might bundle in a couple other things from the same time period since we're going a little long. I feel like, but. So anytime your series finale has just text to sort of explain everything that's happened, like afterwards forever, like that's shit. Mm-hmm. And I think Quantum Leap even had a typo in that as well.
He was so Sam pissed Beckett to write that. Yeah. The creator was so pissed it got canceled that he wrote that.
So I will see that and raise you two more 90s finales that did something similar. Roseanne. Mm-hmm. Which they had to retcon because
multiple times, I think. Yeah.
Because originally they're just like, oh yeah, like Dan is dead, by the way, since this is my book. That didn't even happen, so they retconned that. And then also I would say something similar with Wonder Years. Dad dies off screen at the end in the post's credit description. It's like, what? Why would you do that? I hate when you have to describe everything like written out. That makes your finale just seem like it's shit. So,
all right. I'll add those Tony, to that. Tony,
one I mentioned because I haven't seen it is Battlestar Galactica because I believe both of you have told me
it's on my list.
Not watch the last season.
Yeah,
that's the one I was gonna say that I didn't say.
Because... We didn't say it yet because we're holding on to that one, I think. But Battlestar Galactica is probably my least favorite finale of any. Well,
I've not seen it. I have no idea what happens. Zero.
You're good.
That's the life you should be living.
if you know what, I did tell you could watch the first hour of that finale and turn it off. Just I do that. If you're gonna do it, turn it off after that.
Think I watched the last season at all. I think I got to
The last season was fine, but the finale started off. The first half was very good.
And there's ends. This is the ending. We're like, no, it's still going.
Yeah, and then there's the last hour. Is just garbage. Garbage.
It just ruins it. That's the thing is when you have a show and an ending that can destroy the rest of the show, that just makes it so much more worse.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, I mean, that's my least favorite ending for a show, I think.
Yeah.
Looking at my list.
And that's the first thing that was written down for me.
Yeah.
Tony, you were going to say it because we were telling you not to watch it the whole time.
Yeah. It was, I came up with it towards the end because, Seinfeld is another one.
Mm-hmm.
That's not Seinfeld. My list.
All right. I figured that would be Mike. Go ahead. You can talk about that one.
It's on my list. It's not even bad, but
it's bad.
Doesn't feel fun as the rest of the series. And it comes dangerously close to moralizing, which they never wanted to do on that show. But it's almost like they wanted to say, these main cast of characters are bad people. But really... everyone around them also sucks. And like, it's kind of irritating, really, to see all these supporting characters, very skewed perspectives on, you know, the main cast being like, oh, they're terrible people because of this. But, you know, they were all assholes, too.
Yeah.
And you do sort of relate, like, main characters of Seinfeld are sort of like everyone's id, or, you know, like everyone's sort of like, maybe it's the ego, maybe I'm backwards. Basically, they're like, you know, more impulsive versions of like how normal people are, and, you know, social interactions and like how you really feel about like certain things. And, you know, they're rude, obviously, and sort of bad, but it just felt like this weird sort of preachy, like too fancy way to try to end that series when they were real good at just being funny for the sake of being funny the entire run until that point.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Corey, do you have another one?
Well, I mean, you said it before, but Game of Thrones, I have to say, is like,
okay,
like, because that show, like, up until that point when they ran out of material from the actual author,
yeah,
and they started making stuff up, it's like, this was horrible. So like, you gotta show us like Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Like, so I agree with you. I mean, like, the thing is, like, what are their names? Fucking
David something.
Yeah.
Whatever. Webb? Like, I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. They both fucking suck. I hope they're both out of jobs right now. Because they signed on to do that Star Wars project, and I think
that got canceled.
But it's like, you bum rush this fucking last two seasons, right? Because they have to make up new material because there's no source material, right? And even though HBO gave them like, hey, we could do another season. You need another season? We could do another season.
Let's
like,
do more episodes. No, we're going to condense this into half a season.
Yeah, and like, it's like, okay, well, what? I mean, if you guys want to leave, that's cool. Like, we can get somebody. They're like, no, we want to end it. It's like, okay, so you're being just completely fucking selfish
jerks.
Here.
Yeah, jerks.
And you're not even doing something good with it. You're ruining it. You're like literally ruining this fucking series. Mm-hmm. The thing is, like, I can blame them for that part, but I also have to blame G.R.R. Martin for just, because he gave them, like, hey, this is how I want this series to end. Like, this is it. And it's like a big fucking nothing burger. Because, like, when Tyrion Lannister is, like, convincing the Kingsmoot or whatever like that, it's like, oh, who has a better story than Bran? And I'm like, what? Like, literally anybody else here. Like, anybody. Like,
yeah.
Like, you know, Jon Snow, Sansa has a better story. You have a better story. Brienne has a better story. Like, he got fucking pushed out of a fucking tower and then dragged around the north for a bit. That's boring as fuck, dude. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I'm like, that's exactly what I've said to his fucking face. Been like, what are you fucking talking about, dude?
No, I mean, freaking Jon Snow was Night Watch commander. He was with the outside. What the heck were they called? Freaking
Night Watch.
Well, Night Watch, but the people beyond the wall.
The northern folk, I think, or the
Free Folk or something. Yeah, it's like he was with them for a while. He's like, he's a bastard of like a lore. It's like there's so much more to go with this guy. Like, he's done a lot. And yeah, I don't know. You're right. Yeah. This guy's in a wheelchair and he got carried around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Mike.
Okay. There's one I was debating if I was going to.
Go on.
I
was debating if I was going to include this, but I think I will. It'll be about 20 years now, and this is a finale that I disliked at first, came to like it, and now I'm going swinging back around to disliking it a little bit, and that is the ending of Angel. Fans of the show will say it's good, and it's not. And the last episode itself isn't bad, but the last arc is bad, I think. And I think part of it is, you know, there's a time where if Joss Whedon wrote it, it means it must be good, but the sheen has come off of that a bit. And now we can sort of, I feel like we can go back and more objectively look at some of the things he did, and even creatively, and be like, eh. So I think the finale of the show was obviously rushed because they got surprised by the cancellation. You feel it with the last arc. And I think Angel is written a little bit out of character because Joss Whedon doesn't know how to write heroes, which he admitted himself. So I'm back down on that ending, even though I spent years saying it was good, but now I don't like it anymore.
All right, Tony?
Let me see. How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, the one that started it all.
The number one thing. Yeah, go on.
Because, like, honestly, that was such a good show. Especially the first couple seasons, right? Like most of it. This is like, you're like watching this and it's like, damn, this is good TV. Like, this is highly, highly, highly enjoyable. Like, the writing is clever. Like, the way they like tie things in, you're like, oh wow, okay, that never would have guessed that, right? But then the last fucking season, this show, right, like, is all about one day of a wedding where Barney and
Robin.
Where Barney and Robin are supposed to get married, right? So the whole last season is about the wedding day, and it's just like really awkward way to do that. And then they get married, but then like the whole like, or do they get married? I don't even remember. But the kicker is like, as the dad who's fucking what's his name?
Bob Saget.
Yeah, well, Bob Saget or the playing actor. The character's name is, I forget, but he's like, and that's how, you know, like whatever, because like the whole premise of the fucking show is How I Met Your Mother. So then they introduce the mom, and then it's like, oh, and then she died after I had you kids, and that's how I met your mother. And the kids are just like, oh, but you're in love with Aunt Robin, and he's like, what? No, I'm not. And they're like, yeah, you clearly are, Dad. And he's like, oh, I guess I am. And then the kids are like, go get her, Dad. And he goes after Robin after, like, the whole, like, two-thirds of the middle and end of the series is like, yeah, they're not good together. They shouldn't be together. She's a much better fit for Barney. And it's like, what a fucking stupid way, just like, kidding. To end a show. Yeah. Like, that, on the level of Game of Thrones for me. On the level.
How I Met Your Aunt Robin.
Yeah. She's now going to be your stepmom.
The other thing that's weird about that is, like, I thought when I, like, when the first part of that was, like, revealed, I'm like, oh, so this must be, like, after her funeral or her funeral or something. And it's like, this is why he's talking about how he met, you know, their mother for so long. But no, it's way later so he can be, like, long enough time so he can, like, go chase Aunt Robin as, like, a, I don't know, 55-year-old. I don't know how old they're supposed to be at that point. It's weird.
Yeah, it's tough because like the whole premise of the show is about the ending and like how do you fill that after all this time, like to make it satisfying.
That's what Lost was. Yeah, same thing with Lost and Battlestar for me. I mean, you can.
The problem with that is it looks like they planned that from the beginning, though. Like it fits in, made sense.
They said they filmed it like early because they didn't want the kids to outgrow the ending.
Wow. So, yeah, I mean, you got to add Dexter to this list.
Yeah, I was going to say, where is Dexter, Jim?
Yeah, it's
on. But I showed up to somebody's watch party for the finale, and I was like...
Yeah, I bet you everybody was pissed.
What did I walk into? I was laughing,
because I was like, I just showed up to be social, and I'm just like...
That ending was so bad.
Weird crushes and like interests.
That ending was so bad that they even tried to retcon Dexter's death. All right, and not really retcon. I'm sorry.
Was he really?
They show him at the end of it. Yeah, the questionable thing where they show him in the mountains, I guess. But they started a new series based, you know, off of that whole thing where they changed the ending at the end of it, and it failed immediately. That new series. So that's how bad that finale was, because that show was so much full steam ahead, and then we knew it was ending. They had a clear cut ending, and then I don't know how that finale was their clear cut ending. I mean, it was such a bad story. The entire episode was hot garbage. There wasn't a good, like I told you, Battlestar had a good first half. Nothing in this was good. Nothing. This is a 0 out of 10. Zero.
Nope.
So anything else, guys? Tony? Corey?
Nope. Corey? No, you guys mentioned the ones I was gonna say.
Mike, want anybody finish up?
I think
we're all on the same page.
We're good. All right. That's going to wrap up the movie cast, folks. Thanks for tuning in. Once again, we're live Twitch Tuesday nights. Please join us for that. Gamecast.
Let us know what your worst endings are.
We'd love to hear it from you guys. Yeah, let us know. And then Gamecast coming up. We're going to do this over there. So stay tuned. See you.